You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Budget-friendly tips when driving that can ease the pain at the pump and help stretch your budget. Here's Jeff Gordon.
At work, I get rewarded for accelerating past my competition. But when I'm driving my personal car, I want to make sure I maximize my MPGs. A simple tip I've picked up over the years is to accelerate less and drive more to avoid burning gas. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Use the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The U.S. Senate votes today on whether to defund Planned Parenthood after the release of several controversial videos. Kathy Neer, president of Planned Affiliates of California, says they support fetal tissue research, which is legal as long as the provider is solely reimbursed for the costs.
So there are no profit involved, and they take that reimbursement and say we're selling fetal body parts.
California's Attorney General Kamala Harris says she plans to investigate the group that's made the videos because taping without consent in California is illegal. Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein have both indicated they plan to vote against the bill to defund the organization. Kathy Neer is president of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California.
They're willing to do anything to defund Planned Parenthood and make abortion illegal.
14 Republican presidential candidates, minus the current frontrunner, will take part in tonight's voters' first presidential forum at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. GOP candidate and billionaire business mogul Donald Trump leads the polls in the Granite State and nationally, but he declined to participate in the forum. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Ahead of this week's Republican presidential debate, the GOP frontrunner says he's going into it with cautious optimism.
I get nervous. I mean, you have to be a little bit nervous. You know, I know the great athletes are always a little bit nervous, and if you're not nervous, you're going to be flat. So certainly I'm a little bit nervous, but I look forward to it at the same time.
Donald Trump tells Fox News that he's in a different position because he's not a typical politician, even though he's running for president. The business mogul adds that he's not sure what to expect from the other candidates. Trump says he'd love to talk policy, but recognizes that there may need to be some counterpunches thrown if others attack him.
You know, there's one theory that they won't throw any. They're going to talk about policy, which I would prefer. I would prefer discussing the issues, whether it's illegal immigration or the veterans being treated so badly or so many other things.
Donald Trump says he's going to do his best to gear up for Thursday's debate.
I am preparing. I'm reading everything. I'm studying everything. I don't have pollsters telling me what to say. I mean, a lot of these folks have pollsters, and they're giving them quips, and they're giving them little kills for Trump. You know, go kill him with this line or that line. You know, they've got it memorized. I don't do that. I don't believe in it.
Donald Trump says he'll win the Latino vote if he's the GOP nominee, but 3 out of 4 Latinos don't like the billionaire real estate mogul. The latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Telemundo poll shows 75% of Latinos surveyed have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. More than half say they view his controversial comments about Mexican immigrants as racist and inappropriate. Only 13% of Latinos surveyed expressed a positive view of Donald Trump. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. Running all over the world, I wonder if Julie Cully is a little homesick just hearing about the weather here in Flemington, New Jersey, while she's out there in Arizona being warm and toasty. So I have our homegrown celebrity athlete, Julie Cully, on the line. We're looking forward to a discussion with her about her career and an event that she is proud to have just recently received approval from here in Hunterdon County and up in Clinton. So I want to bring Julie in. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, make me feel bad. What is the temperature out in Arizona right now?
Well, actually, it is the desert, so we do get low lows here. So right now, it's about the same. It's 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it'll be a high of 69 today.
Oh, just 69. Okay. We had 63 yesterday, so you're not making me feel too bad.
I know, but I was getting a lot of complaints last week. I wasn't allowed to talk about the weather last week.
There you go.
County.
All right, I digress.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Budget-friendly tips when driving that can ease the pain at the pump and help stretch your budget. Here's Jeff Gordon.
At work, I get rewarded for accelerating past my competition. But when I'm driving my personal car, I want to make sure I maximize my MPGs. A simple tip I've picked up over the years is to accelerate less and drive more to avoid burning gas. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The U.S. Senate votes today on whether to defund Planned Parenthood after the release of several controversial videos. Kathy Neer, president of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, says they support fetal tissue research, which is legal as long as the provider is solely reimbursed for the costs.
So there are no profits involved, and they take that reimbursement and say we're selling fetal body parts.
California's Attorney General Kamala Harris says she plans to investigate the group that's made the videos because taping without consent in California is illegal. Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein have both indicated they plan to vote against the bill to defund the organization. Kathy Neer is president of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California.
They're willing to do anything to defund Planned Parenthood and make abortion illegal.
14 Republican presidential candidates, minus the current frontrunner, will take part in tonight's voters' first presidential forum at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. GOP candidate and billionaire business mogul Donald Trump leads the polls in the Granite State and nationally, but he declined to participate in the forum. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Ahead of this week's Republican presidential debate, the GOP frontrunner says he's going into it with cautious optimism.
I get nervous. I mean, you have to be a little bit nervous. You know, I know the great athletes are always a little bit nervous, and if you're not nervous, you're going to be flat. So certainly I'm a little bit nervous, but I look forward to it at the same time.
Donald Trump tells Fox News that he's in a different position because he's not a typical politician, even though he's running for president. The business mogul adds that he's not sure what to expect from the other candidates. Trump says he'd love to talk policy, but recognizes that there may need to be some counterpunches thrown if others attack him.
You know, there's one theory that they won't throw any. They're going to talk about policy, which I would prefer. I would prefer discussing the issues, whether it's illegal immigration or the veterans being treated so badly or so many other things.
Donald Trump says he's going to do his best to gear up for Thursday's debate.
I am preparing. I'm reading everything. I'm studying everything. I don't have pollsters telling me what to say. I mean, a lot of these folks have pollsters, and they're giving them quips, and they're giving them little kills for Trump. You know, go kill him with this line or that line. You know, they've got it memorized. I don't do that. I don't believe in it.
Donald Trump says he'll win the Latino vote if he's the GOP nominee, but 3 out of 4 Latinos don't like the billionaire real estate mogul. The latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Telemundo poll shows 75% of Latinos surveyed have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. More than half say they view his controversial comments about Mexican immigrants as racist and inappropriate. Only 13% of Latinos surveyed expressed a positive view of Donald Trump. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. Running all over the world, I wonder if Julie Cully is a little homesick just hearing about the weather here in Flemington, New Jersey, while she's out there in Arizona being warm and toasty. So I have our homegrown celebrity athlete Julie Cully on the line. We're looking forward to a discussion with her about her career and an event that she is proud to have just recently received approval from here in Huntington County and up in Clinton. So I want to bring Julie in. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, make me feel bad. What is the temperature out in Arizona right now?
Well, actually, it is the desert, so we do get low lows here. So right now, it's about the same. It's 42 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it'll be a high of 69 today.
Oh, just 69. Okay. We had 63 yesterday, so you're not making me feel too bad.
I know, but I was getting a lot of complaints last week. I wasn't allowed to talk about the weather last week.
There you go.
In Huntington County.
All right, I digress. Please introduce yourself and give a shout out to some of your friends and family that might be listening.
My name is Julie Cully. I'm really happy to be on the show today to talk a little bit about my Olympic experience this past year. I run track and field to 5,000 meters, mm-hmm. and I grew up in Clinton Township, so I want to say hi to everybody back home.
All right, and you are a North Huntington graduate, right?
I am.
All right, so you're a lion, a lady lion?
Lady Lion.
All right. Fun. Okay. All right. So you're in Arizona. What's going on out there? I tried to drag you back over here to the show. I didn't have the pull that I was looking for. So
I usually come out to Arizona in the wintertime to escape the cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it gets up into the 70s every day here. So it's really easy for training. And I usually come out January through February, so anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And it's just a really nice time, you know, after Christmas, after the New Year, to have something new to look forward to kind of spice training up a little bit and kind of get reset for the upcoming season.
So you're a snowbird. That's what you are.
I am a snowbird. That's what they call us out here. I'm okay with that. I am.
Okay. Most of them come from Canada, where it's they're senior citizens jumping down to Florida and Arizona, but that's okay. We'll let you have it.
Runners are the same, I guess.
Okay. The motivation's the same, certainly. All right, so yeah. We talked about that you're from North Huntington, and you grew up in Clinton Township. You graduated from North Huntington in 2000. You attended Rutgers. At any time during that time, now I know you have records and I know you were running competitively, did you have any idea that you would be doing what you're doing today?
No. Actually, I just have to correct you. I graduated in 99 from Huntington.
Yeah, I took it from your bio, so it's your fault.
It is my fault. I graduated from Rutgers in 2004, which is confusing for people because I stayed a fifth year to finish competing.
Okay.
But no, I didn't. I had a great high school program at North and an awesome coach, and we had an Olympian, Anne-Marie Letko, who went to North as well, and she came to speak to us when I was in school, and I just remember thinking that that was the coolest thing, and there was no chance I was ever going to look like her or ever be as good as her. It was kind of an idolizing position that I was in, and it's really interesting to kind of look back on everything and see how it unfolds and where those thoughts kind of start to creep into your mind of, well, maybe that's what I'll think about doing in the next 8 years of my life.
Yep. And so you went through Rutgers and you made your records, but then it says, according to your the bio I read, that you retired from competitive running and you went to be a coach at Loyola College in Maryland. And when you decided to retire and do the coaching, how was that experience?
That was really incredible for me. I had decided to walk away from running after college. I had a great experience at Rutgers, but I really struggled with staying healthy. I had a lot of biomechanical issues that I couldn't really get a handle on, and I would be hurt a season, healthy a season, and by the time I finished, I really just felt pretty burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
So my intention after college was actually to join AmeriCorps and volunteer for the first year out of school, and I was set to do that starting in January of 2005. But I got a phone call in June from my coach at Rutgers, and she said she had spoken to the athletic director at Loyola in Maryland, and they were looking for a women's head coach. So I thought, maybe I'll just give an interview a shot and see what happens, and they ended up hiring me.
There you go, yeah.
Scary to me.
Yep, I love those.
But it was really incredible, and I think that it was one of those situations where you realize everything happens for a reason, because I think if I had gone and volunteered, I really would have walked away from the sport. I would have separated myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
And having stayed in coaching, it kept me around the sport and kind of helped me rediscover my love for it personally again.
Wow. So what was the catalyst that said to you, you know, I still want to get back into the game here?
It took a couple of years. Took a couple pounds, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was at a track meet with my team the second year that I was coaching them indoors, and I was holding the staff watch, and they were getting ready to step on the track and do a relay. We were actually out at one of Bucknell University's indoor invitationals, and I remember just standing there thinking, oh my gosh, I want to be the one on the line. It was really kind of that dramatic of a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of talked back and forth about it for so long, because I had been given such a great opportunity. I was a Division I head coach when I was 22 years old. So
right.
To kind of step away from that was going to be a really big choice. But I ended up having some good talks with my parents about it and some of my coaches and people that I knew in the industry, and eventually made the decision to start training again.
Wow, and were you doing some type of running with your team to try and not just to stay in shape, but just because that's just your nature? Were you doing any of that, or were you really kind of bowing out of it completely?
I was, but it was not a priority for me. If I didn't get a run in, that was okay. I really made sure that the number one priority was making sure that I was attending to their needs and what they wanted. And I was really young, so I didn't really understand totally that I needed to take more time for myself.
Right.
But I did, I would say I was jogging, but mostly just to stay somewhat fit. It made it that much more dramatic for me to have to start working out again. That was pretty painful.
Yeah, and I imagine when you finally made that decision, how much of a catch up did you feel you had to make to be competitive again?
It took a really long time. Actually, I began working with Matt Centrowitz in Washington, D.C. He was the coach at American University, and he is a former American record holder in my event in the 5,000 meters and a multiple-time Olympian. And I had talked to him about coaching me, and he basically, this was in June of 2006, he told me to call him in November once I got in shape.
Wow.
So it was definitely an interesting approach, because I think he wanted to see how dedicated I would actually be at coming back.
Yep.
So I ended up working out with some of the girls and guys on the Loyola cross country team that fall, and just hopping in workouts and just trying to hang until I could get to a point where I could work out a little bit harder. So it was a long haul, and when I started working out with Matt is when things kind of started to click again, but it was still a long road ahead. It was years ahead that I was going to get back to the fitness that I was even a couple of years ago.
Well, that demonstrates right there the daunting decision that you had to make, and whether you were going to walk through that door or not. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of Julie Cully from North Hunterdon, and she's down in Arizona. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we got Julie back on the line here, Julie. So we had this decision. We made this decision. You had to get in shape. You had to meet the needs of your coach that you were talking to down there in D.C. A little later on, I heard that you got back together with your coach from Rutgers. And eventually, you started, or a club got started here called the New Jersey New York City Training Club or Track Club. And you guys are based in New Jersey, right?
Yes, we are. That's why we made sure to put that New Jersey before the New York.
Oh, I love you. You're a Jersey girl. I love that.
That's true. We had a big debate on the team. There were a lot of fighting because it's very confusing for people to say New Jersey and New York instead of New York, New Jersey. But we wanted number one.
Right. All right. Good for you. Now, you actually train in Hunterdon County, and obviously not during the winter months because you're chicken.
You got it.
No, I understand. It's got to be a much more challenge to your body to try and run in this type of weather all the time. But during the warmer and more milder months, you guys are training in Hunterdon County. How did you guys convince all those foreigners to come over here and start training in Jersey?
That was interesting, for sure. I don't think people think of New Jersey as being a training mecca. but once we got them out to the Clinton area, there was a lot less resistance. Definitely the cost of living compared to New York City was much lower. And we had a house that was set up by our friends at Proactivity in Lebanon, New Jersey. And a bunch of us just kind of got together, and I started showing them the trails and how life was pretty simple out there, and people really took to it. We definitely have an incredible community with track and field in Hunterdon County, whether people realize it or not. We've had some really, really, really phenomenal athletes that have rolled through here throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
So if they did it, we were going to do it, and we made it happen. So people have hit all kinds of PRs, personal bests, and there have been some really fine performances from the people that have been training there. So I think once you see it done, you realize it can be done anywhere. So
right.
It's been fun.
So give us a little hint as to where we would have seen you guys training, and when you come back, where we'll see you guys running.
For the most part, we hit up the trails. Hunterdon County Park System is actually pretty incredible, the type of resources that we have between the Columbia Trail over in Highbridge to the, we call it the Fox Lumber Trail that starts in Clinton. We run around Round Valley Reservoir, and then definitely some of the country roads, the hills and stuff can really take its toll. It's really incredible for training, especially getting on all that soft surface. And then we commute out to Rutgers 2 to 3 days a week to meet our coach there and the rest of our teammates. And then you'll often see us out on the track at North Hunterdon, too.
All right.
So either working with some of the kids' programs or doing our own workouts. So we're bouncing all around.
Excellent. Now, can you give us a couple of names of folks that were part of your track club that we would recognize?
Ashley Higginson, she is a Jersey girl. She ran at Colts Neck and then at Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually finished fourth at the Olympic trials this year in the steeplechase. So she unfortunately was the first one not to go.
Mm-hmm.
But she is really, really young. It was her first year out of college, so she's probably, well, you're probably going to see some really big things coming from her. She was living in Annandale with us. Kate Grace is also second year out of college from Yale. She is from California, and Kate qualified for the Olympic trials in the 1500 meter and the 800 meter, and it recently just bumped up to the 3000 meter, had a huge debut. Currently has run one of the fastest times in the country this year.
Wow.
And we have a couple of guys. Mike Rutt was living in Annandale. He made the world championship indoors for the 800 meter. He was actually a finalist there. Brian Gagnon was also a qualifier for both the 800 and 1500 meter at the Olympic trials. So we have quite a crew. Batavia Thomas, actually, she's from Philadelphia area. She's run under 2 minutes in the 800 meters, which is a kind of monumental mark for the women. She was living with us there too. So
wow.
Definitely had an incredible crew going into the trials this year, and we're hoping to kind of keep that momentum going.
Excellent. Now, training and doing the type of training that you're doing and all those folks you just listed, it's not an independent thing anymore, is it? You got a lot of folks that are checking in on you. You're checking back with them. Give us an idea of the amount of people and that are helping out with you and your teammates to get you and keep you in the competitions all the time.
Yeah, we have about 5 coaches that are on staff with us at almost every practice. One is our head coach, Frank Gagliano.
Mm-hmm.
And we also work with Mike Mulqueen, who is the head men's coach at Rutgers for track and field. We have Tom Hilly, he's our stretch guy. So he's kind of helped us a lot with some physical therapy type stuff and some stretching to get us loose and ready for either practice or competition. We have another therapist on staff who does a lot of more strength-based work. We have a team manager who actually is in his mid-20s, so we actually, the girls beat up on him a lot. We make him come out and do runs with us and work us out. but it is really quite an interesting process, and I think that was one of the big shocks for me, switching from collegiate running into sub-elite and then professional running, was realizing the type of team that you have to build around you to be successful. So going into this past year, into 2012, I had a sports psychologist, I had two chiropractors, I had two massage therapists, two physical therapists, and obviously our whole slew of coaches and advisors and stuff. So it really is interesting to see all the pieces that kind of go into that puzzle to make that all come together. The trick is not getting too confused with too much different advice.
Right.
But it is quite a process, I think, and the sport has changed a lot. So you do need a lot more resources, mainly to stay healthy, but then also helping you kind of calm those nerves when you get to the big competition.
Is that the breakthrough for you from a biomechanical point of view? I think that's the word you used when you said that you were not really considering going into competition after after college. So now that you have these types of coaches, do you have more confidence in your body that it's going to achieve the challenge or meet up the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, there's a maturity to that, too. I think that there were things I probably could have been doing in college that, you know, you're just young and you think, I'd rather go to the dining hall than sit down and do these, like, you know, seven extra exercises that may or may not keep me healthy. Now it's really about making sure you take care of all those little ancillary items. And part of that is your rehab. So I have a massage usually at least once a week. I see my chiropractor out here sometimes up to three times a week, back home one to two times a week. So you really start to fill your days with all the extra rehab, because that's what you need to actually make sure you get yourself to the starting line. I think the biggest thing for me going into 2012 was doing all those little things. I got to the starting line healthy with a solid period of training leading up to it without much interruption. I knew it was going to be, I would really poise myself to be in the best position possible.
Awesome. All right, I love it. My guests always do this for me. You're foreshadowing what we're going to do right after the news and the weather, and let's talk about your London experience and looking forward to that. So just hang on a few minutes. We're going to do the news and the weather. We'll be right back with more of Julie Cully and her Olympic experience in just a few minutes.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The search continues today for a Memphis police officer's killer. A citizen used Officer Sean Bolton's radio to relay what had just happened after the Saturday night shooting.
Please hurry up.
Complex are you, man? Are you on the north side or closer to the street? Do you know?
It's Summer Lane. 48 Summer Lane. He shot.
Officer is shot.
At a press conference Sunday night, Police Director Tony Armstrong said Tremaine Wilburn apparently shot Officer Sean Bolton when the officer interrupted a drug deal. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says he'll win the Latino vote if he's the 2016 GOP nominee. But a new poll tells a different story. The latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Telemundo poll shows 75% of Latinos surveyed have an unfavorable view of Trump. Thousands of firefighters in California will be battling gusty winds today as they try to get lines around two dozen wildfires. Cal Fire reports more than 9,000 firefighters are working to contain fires that have scorched 135,000 acres. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency. This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The host committee for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland is confident they'll reach their fundraising goal of $64 million. Party officials confirm the committee has already raised close to $40 million.
Obviously, it's a lot more money to be raised, but they are on target with promises from people of money coming in, and they're actively working to raise more. They're farther ahead in fundraising than we were when we were doing the convention in Tampa, so we are very confident they'll be able to raise the money.
The RNC's Deputy Press Secretary Rafi Williams added the city of Cleveland is way ahead of schedule on every level of preparation. He also says the launch of their new website, convention.gop, will give convention goers all the information they need. It provides news on activities for delegates, attendees, and media. There will also be videos to give people around the world a front row seat to the convention. The RNC's Deputy Press Secretary Rafi Williams says Cleveland is not hitting any snags in its preparation for the convention.
The progress could not be better. We are ahead of schedule. Moving along smoothly. The city has been very helpful in making sure that we have everything we need.
This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIT's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
Uber has announced its plans to invest $1 billion to expand its business in India. The San Francisco-based company says that's part of a plan to hit 1 million trips per day in India over the next 9 months.
Uber says much of the $1 billion investment will be spent on developing new products and payment solutions. India has been a workshop for some Uber initiatives, including new in-app safety features. They were prompted in part by challenges the company has faced in India, particularly in Delhi, where its services were temporarily banned after a rider said she was raped by an Uber driver. Uber already serves 18 cities in India, and it's growing 40% month-on-month in that country, its largest market outside the United States. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
The financial world is closely watching Puerto Rico as it may default on its debt. Lauren Garrett has more.
Puerto Rico may default on its debt. Reports say world markets are bracing for such a move on Monday. The island nation says it cannot make a $58 million bond payment that was due on Friday, but can be made by the end of business on Monday. Puerto Rico is burdened with $72 billion in debt, which it still hopes to renegotiate. Puerto Rico's governor has said the debt is not payable and that the economy is, as he puts it, in a death spiral. Lauren Garrett, New York.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Now we get to my part of the segment. I've been looking forward to this for a while. So I got Julie on the line again. And Julie, we were following you through the Olympic trials and then into the Olympics. When did you decide that you were going to start actually going in that direction? When did that dawn on you?
In 2008, I ran at the Olympic trials, and it was just my goal to make it to the Olympic trials. And I ended up making the final and finishing seventh overall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about a year and a half after I had started with Matt Centrowitz down in D.C. And so we kind of looked at each other after all was said and done, and we're like, man, what could we do if we have 4 years? So that's kind of where it started for me. I think it was that moment. I never really thought about training past 2008. I really just wanted to make it there and be part of the Olympic trials experience.
Mm-hmm.
But once things went as well as it did in such a short time frame, it really started to reset me. So we were looking at 2012, which is a tough thing when you're looking 4 years down the road. A lot can happen. But that was it. We were on a journey. We were on a mission from there.
And you said before the break, there's some luck involved. You know, it's not all, there's training and there's strategy and all that, but there's definitely some luck involved because it matters about your health and how things turn out throughout those 4 years getting up to that point, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, as much as you can control,
mm-hmm.
You try to control it as an athlete, but, there are those situations and, hopefully that never happens to me where, there's a freak accident. I had a friend that was hit by a car, not, seriously injured, but enough that his foot was unrecoverable coming into the Olympic year.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who step off the curb wrong and tear something. So
yeah.
Your body is just such a fine-tuned machine when you're training at that high level. So there's definitely some luck to getting to the starting line 100%.
Yeah. All right, so now you're in the trials, and you had your personal best during that. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Wow. So you the adrenaline must have been really cooking for you to
say that again. It was a personal best just by a couple tenths of a second, but I actually have never experienced anything like that before as an athlete. I've never been so focused. I've never wanted something so badly either.
Mm-hmm.
I was almost scared to put it out into the universe because I was afraid that something was going to happen.
Right.
When you say you want something so bad, I feel like it never ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
But for months leading up to the Olympic trials, I can tell you everywhere I looked, I started to see like red, white, and blue popping out at me.
Wow.
It was really weird. It was so fixated on my brain. So once I actually got to the trials, it was like, this is your time to execute. You have to do it. You're here. This is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The winning part was pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. And then you got the, I guess you knew right at that particular point, right, that you had made the team?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was such a rush.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say I don't remember the first 4,000 meters of that race, but I can remember the last 1,000. I think I've never been so focused. I wanted it so bad.
Wow.
So I wasn't going to make any crazy moves, but going after it in that last 600 meters, going after the girl that was out in the front, and then come around that turn for home. I will never forget that feeling for as long as I live.
Wow. Oh, you're giving me goosebumps. All right. So, wow. All right. So now, I don't know if you can get past that one. Now you get past you get to the Olympics. What is that experience like? It's got to be surreal, right?
Yeah. It was so crazy. We were staging outside of the Olympic Stadium for opening ceremonies for almost 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't as athletes get to experience the opening ceremonies the way the rest of the world does, the way the stadium does.
Right.
We felt like we walked into like a New Year's Eve party at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like there's ticker tape flying everywhere and You can tell that there was some incredible party that had gone on, but you are really, really late for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked in and, we all had our cell phones out. We were trying to videotape it and try to capture that moment. But we just walked out, and it's like the whole world is watching you. It's so incredible. That experience was so moving.
Wow.
And it just kicked it off for us. I'm glad, the way my competition schedule worked out, I was able to participate in both the opening and closing ceremony, which was really important to me, especially as a first-time Olympian, to be able to take all of that in.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of athletes that had competitions either that day or the next morning, and they had to make that sacrifice. Some, who are veterans say, well, I'm going to go and participate in the ceremonies because I haven't done it before. And others, first-timers, say, well, obviously the reason I'm here is for the event, so I got to do that first. So I feel bad that they do that, and I'm glad you got the opportunity to participate in both the opening and closing ceremonies, because to me, that's pretty much what it's about. The competition is great, but the camaraderie and the collectiveness. I know you probably train or compete against a lot of those international figures, but did you become closer with some that you didn't before?
Yeah, I think for the most part, a lot of the countries kind of stick to themselves. Mm-hmm. But in the track and field world, we've met people throughout the circuit for years. So I did have some close friends from other countries, so we would make sure to meet up and run together or hang out. There's obviously a ton of downtime. I had a teammate actually on the New Jersey New York Track Club who competed for Serbia. So she was there with us in the 1500s. That was really fun, too. So we did have two people go from our group, just only one American.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is a really interesting situation. I've never experienced that. I think there's definitely, you feel the politics as an athlete. Maybe not in the opening and closing ceremonies as much, but definitely walking into the dining hall, you see where there's some divisions in the world. But it's a really interesting experience, and so enjoyable. So it was really cool.
Is that your greatest achievement? Is that your greatest success in your opinion?
The Olympic team, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I would.
For sure. I think, that's kind of the epitome of our sport. And, unfortunately for track and field athletes, we kind of disappear from the general public for the 4 years in between.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have world championships, and we do have U.S. championships, and we have those year in and year out. But to kind of pull it together and become an Olympian, there's really nothing bigger in our sport. So
wow.
I feel really lucky, and I feel kind of still in shock that that experience even happens. I feel like it's like a dream I'm going to wake up someday.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about your next achievement and what's going to take place in Clinton in March. So just hang with us for just a minute, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, I love that music. Oh, I listen to that every 4 years. Every 2 years, actually. I'm so fortunate.
I can't get enough of it.
Oh, man, I love that. I love the Winter Olympics, too. It's, both of them just blow my mind. I stay up all night watching everything, and now with the internet, I am so tired when I come in to do the show because I'm watching all night long all the crazy badminton and ping pong and jiu-jitsu and taekwondo. It's just amazing. Just I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I don't want
to
take you.
It's actually pretty cool to be able to be over there and see. We had, like, every channel had live broadcasting of every event that was going on, and I saw events that I've never seen before in my life. I think that was pretty cool.
That I really appreciated, and I don't want to take too much money, but I did appreciate that NBC actually had those internet feeds so I could actually zero in on some of the more obscure events, which I rarely got to see in the past. So,
yeah.
All right, we have a big event here now. You made yourself a celebrity in our area here. We followed you along, whether you like it or not. That's the way it is. And you brought your fame and fortune back to Clinton, and you put together a rather interesting and very appreciative community event that's going to be taking place in March. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I am so excited, actually. So we actually got approval last week from the town of Clinton to host a 5K on March 16th of this year. So we're putting it together pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Run O the Mill, St. Patrick's Day 5K, which tied in the Clinton Mill there.
Right.
And it's going to be a 5K through the streets of Clinton, and we're hoping to make it a big community event and a fundraiser for our training club right now in the first year, and hopefully as the race is profitable in the future, we can add a secondary beneficiary of the race.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready for that. We're planning and trying to, we're hoping to launch our website either later this afternoon or first thing tomorrow. So we've had a lot of questions about race details and registration and everything else, and please be patient.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting it together really quickly, so we're really, really, really excited, working hard on it.
All right, what's the URL of the website when it gets up there?
It is www.therunO, the letter O, TheMill.com. So
TheRunOTheMill.com. Okay.
Or the Run of the Mill 5K. Sorry, I messed that up.
Run of the Mill 5K.
See how new it is.
That's okay. So we're going to have that, and it's a little bit of Irish in there, right? Obviously for the St. Patrick's Day. What I like about it, and excuse me, and what everybody was talking about in Clinton was that not only is this an event that is certainly near and dear to your heart because it's a run. Two, it's supporting your club, but three, what all the dignitaries like about it is that they're hoping that this is going to have the ability to draw people out into the area, into Clinton, and kind of watch the race and also kind of be part of the community for the day. So how did all those details kind of work their way out, and how much did you get involved with those details, or did they kind of get suggested to you?
Kind of came up with the idea in December. It was pretty, late in the month. And, I always have these ideas. I feel like my best brainstorming sessions are always out of my runs. And usually I come back from my run and I'm like, well, maybe that's a little too crazy. Or maybe we can't pull that off. But I suggested the